This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on? It is Metal Shop 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Right now we have a band called Vultures Above Us. Welcome to the studio, y'all.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. First off, let's go into introduce yourselves. Tell us what your name is and what you do in Vultures Above Us.
All right. I'm Kalyan. My role is guitar player and backup vocalist, I guess, and producer as well.
Right on.
I am Zach. I am the lead vocalist.
Cool.
My name is Justin. I play the drums, and I also play a little bit of the guitar and write some of the songs.
Cool.
My name is Johnny, and I play rhythm guitar.
Dustin, bass player.
Cool. Right on. So, you guys primarily Tacoma centered band, right? Is that right?
Or primarily, but some of us live in other parts.
Like, that's where we practice.
Practice in Tacoma. Right on. Even though you have members in Bellingham.
Yes.
Yeah. Got to make that drive.
Wow. So tell me a little bit of the history, like the, you know, in terms of Marvel, the origin story of Vultures Above Us.
I mean, I could take the lead on this one if you guys want.
Yeah. Sure.
Let's see. I remember we founded the band in 2015. I remember.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like the end. I'd been Facebook friends with Justin for like a year or two. I didn't even meet him for the longest time. We were just Facebook homies, and then I remember I met him and Dustin at a show at this venue called Luigi's Pizza.
R.I.P. Man.
Yeah, man.
He was a victim of COVID.
Yeah, and I remember I met Justin and Dustin there, and I remember we had a good time. And then a couple months later, I had just gotten my first vehicle.
Cool.
And at the time I lived in Shoreline.
Mm-hmm.
Justin messaged me and he's like, "Hey," he's like, "you drive now, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Do you wanna come to Tacoma and try to jam?" And I was like, "I guess, sure, why not?" I wasn't in a project right now, and I just moved out on my own for the first time, and I didn't really have a whole lot going for me. I was just working, paying bills, and I was like, "Well, sure, let's make some music." And so I drove out, I jammed with him, and it went pretty good. And then he messaged Dustin and this other guy, Corey, who is actually also one of the founding and original rhythm guitar players,
but nice.
He's not in our band.
Shout out, Corey.
Yeah, we still miss Corey, even though he's no longer with us.
But he's with us, right? He's not dead?
Yeah, no.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
He's no longer with us.
No, he decided he wanted to focus on his career, and now he's a CDL licensed. He's a truck driver.
Corey was a big part of our EP.
Yeah.
A lot of the leads.
Nice.
And rhythm, too.
And rhythm on our starting EP.
Actually, one of the songs that we haven't released yet, was a big part of our song called Fear of Faith, which I'm not sure when that's going to come out yet, but he wrote a good chunk of that song. But yeah, so then I remember that first practice. So it was just me, Justin, Dustin, and Corey.
Awesome.
And it just worked. And I remember we started writing The House of Black and White.
Mm-hmm.
I think our original working title was called Beats for Days because we put an intro beat sample in it. And I remember it took a while to find the right vocalist. We tried out a bunch of people. And then we, as a group, had talked about things that we'd wanted as vocalists. And then Zach showed up one day, and he tried out. One of the things we had talked about, it would be cool if they could rap a little bit, even though that wasn't, a main concern or anything. But then I remember at the tryout, we didn't even ask Zach to rap, but I just remember he started rapping, and I remember thinking that was pretty cool. I guess that's a good starting point.
Yeah.
I actually met Justin a few years prior to that. I had him try out for another band that I was in called Under Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking for a drummer at the time. He came out and tried out. We were awful, like god awful.
As you are when you're a kid.
Yeah, so he did not end up joining, but shout out the Under Atlas boys. I appreciate you guys. And, you know, a couple of years pass, and he hits me up, and he's like, hey, man, I'm starting this project. I got some music, like, maybe if you want to check it out. He emailed me some of the rough drafts of the stuff that they were working on. And I was like, yeah, dude, this sounds, like, really sick, man. I'd love to come in and check it out. I go, and, you know, we have, like, this whole talk. We jam for a little bit, and, well, the rest is history. And now, here we are.
Here we are. Right on, man. Well, so... I kind of buried the lead here. You guys are going to be playing a show January 14th at the Substation with Dre Mora, Fulton Incarnate, and what was the last band?
Dark Harbor.
Dark Harbor. My handwriting is so terrible that I couldn't even read my own handwriting. Again, we're talking with a band called Vultures Above Us, and so 8 years ago is when the band started, right? So 2015, 8 years ago. How has the band changed as far as like your, you know, vision of the band and stuff? Do you guys pretty much stay true to the original vision, or have you guys, you know?
We got a lot heavier.
Okay, cool.
I mean, one part of the story, which I'm sure we'll get into more in depth.
Let's get into it now. Let's jump in.
I mean, we went on an unexpected hiatus.
Sure.
Unplanned hiatus is the best way to describe it. Mm-hmm. I remember I actually quit the band because I remember they wanted to try to go a direction that I think that I wasn't a fan of. But honestly, I think that maybe there's just some miscommunication.
Sure.
I know that I wanted to focus on making some maybe more progressive metalcore type stuff.
Yeah.
And they wanted to go heavier. And so I went and started another project for a little while. And they kept going without me. And I remember Zach ended up not in the band for a while either. So then they had another guy replace him.
Did you miss him?
Missed him.
Yeah.
We did have a couple people when Zach was not in the band and K-Man went his separate ways. We had a guy called named Michael Clark. He was a real cool dude. Came and played guitar for us.
Nice.
And then we had a guy named Connor. He was super cool, super professional. He came and had all the lyrics printed out on paper and sheets and views and stuff written down. So it was pretty cool to see someone like that wasn't an original member that wanted to be a part. Like how
took it so seriously. Yeah.
So seriously and so professional.
Wow.
So I would say that, you know, compared to when we started the band, we had a particular vision. That vision has morphed over the years, but that core idea is still there. It's just expanded on.
Yeah.
We went through some member changes, but we figured out more what type of like writing style works for us and how we can all work together and compose something that makes all of us truly proud and happy.
Yeah.
The addition, subtraction of members. That just grew us as musicians.
Cool, man.
And the toughest role we've had filling is rhythm guitar. We've through the most rhythm guitar members. Because after Corey left, we had this guy named Jared join the band for a little while. And he was a really solid musician, cool dude. But I guess in the end, the stuff he wanted to write just didn't really line up with what we wanted to do. So he left. And then we got this girl named Jessica. She joined the band for a little bit.
One of the best parts about this all was the magic of a friend request on Facebook. I was a part of a page on Facebook called Gent, and a few of us are on that page, and got a friend request from Justin, and then one day I got a couple angry reacts at my six-string guitars. Because we play the, you know, the multi-scale guitars. But one day he was selling a cab for $80 on Facebook, and I ended up buying him some drum triggers. And I traded him the drum triggers for the cab. Next thing you know, we became friends. And one day I got a message, hey, you want to play guitar for Vultures Above Us?
There you go.
I was like, I'll come on down and try out.
Nice.
Johnny is the longest tenured rhythm guitarist that we've had.
Okay.
So you've done good, Johnny.
Nice. Yeah. Well, again, January 14th at the Substation, playing with Dre Mora, Fulton Incarnate, and... Dark Harbor. Is that right?
Yes.
I read my own handwriting correctly. Vultures Above Us is the band you're listening to. We're going to jump into House of Black and White.
This is the House of Black and White, but Vultures Above Us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vultures Above Us, that was a song called House of Black and White. You're listening to Metal Shop. January 14th at the Substation, you can see them live. They're going to be playing with Dre Mora, Fulton Incarnate, and Dark Harbor. I got it right. Vultures Above Us... welcome to the studio, guys. We've been chatting a little bit about, you know, the you know, different reincarnations of the, or different incarnations of the band. You guys have been a band for 8 years. Members have come and then come back, and it's been cool to have you guys here. I actually got a Facebook request for you guys. I'm not sure if it was. It may have been someone else that requested you guys when I was asking for local bands to play. And so I dug you guys, and now you guys are here.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I think, if I remember correctly, it was our friend Kendra who tapped.
Awesome. Shout out Kendra.
I'm not 100% sure, but if it was you, thank you.
Yeah.
It means a lot. I've been listening to this radio station for longer than I have it now.
That's cool. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I grew up listening to this station, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. It's awesome to have you guys here, and it's important to have local bands in studio to, like, keep the, you know, the local connection with KISW and the metal scene here in the Northwest. So tell me a little bit, like, what's on your playlist? What bands are you digging? New or old, you know? It doesn't have to be the newest release or anything. Just something that's on rotation for you. And let's start with you, man.
Oh, I mean, you want to know metal bands or just bands I'm listening to in general?
It's up to you, man. You don't have to say it. You don't have to pretend to be the most metal in the world,
I'm
you
definitely
know?
Definitely not. I mean, like, I listen to a lot of everything. Lately, I've been listening to The Home Team a lot.
Great band.
Yeah, they're great, and they're from out here, so
yep.
They're killing it. They're out there on tour with The Used.
Absolutely.
I really like some Maps of the Burial. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
North Lane. Volumes is pretty sick. Just name a few.
Cool. Right on. And how about you?
I'd say lately I've been listening to a lot of Alpha Wolf.
Okay.
I love my Aussie metal.
Ooh.
Alpha Wolf is up there for me. You know, Killswitch Engage.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like one of the bands that really got me into metal. Always have them on my playlist. And then definitely, you know, like some stuff like Panic at the Disco or, you know, Of Mice and Men, mm-hmm. things like that.
Cool. Right on. And continuing on?
Well, I've been listening to some stuff like Children of Bodom.
Nice.
Disturbed. I really like Korn, especially their earlier stuff. A couple weeks ago, I got to see the Mighty Meshuggah live at the Paramount.
That's awesome. That was a great
really
show.
Cool. Yeah, that was super cool.
Right on, man.
Yeah, that's an easy one. It definitely started with an obsession with Metallica at 9 years old.
Nice.
That's it. Also wanted me to pick up the guitar of that in the School of Rock, my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, that's cool, man.
What really got me to fall in love with the low tunings was discovering North Lane and Volumes in the same day.
Oh, cool.
That was like Christmas. But yeah, North Lane, Volumes, Bad Omens, those are my favorites.
There you go. Right on, man.
All right. So for me, I would definitely say Metallica.
Yeah.
As a bass player, Jason Newsted is like poster,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm going to go a little deep cuts here. Nevermore.
Yeah, absolutely. R.I.P. You know, World Dane.
Yes,
yeah.
sir. Yeah. One of the first metal bands I ever heard.
Nice.
I had the privilege of seeing them at Studio 7.
That's great, yeah.
It was a good time. Recent listens, probably Periphery.
Yeah.
Polaris.
Yeah.
And then, what is it? Texas in July. They
okay.
just dropped
oh,
a new
yeah.
track too.
Cool.
I'm excited to see them coming back.
Right on, man. Well, a lot of different, diverse, you know, influences there where you guys are into and whatnot. So 8 years in, you guys have a new song that you haven't even released yet that we're going to hear here on Metal Shop. So you guys have obviously been working and tooling around and in the lab doing some stuff. What's going on with you guys?
I mean, we've been working on this album for, I don't know. It probably took us about 2 years to make this album, I would say.
Probably around 2 years.
Yeah.
Probably 2 years.
Yeah, it was, basically, I remember it was like right after the pandemic started, the other project I was in didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hit up Justin and Dustin to see if they wanted to start something.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't sure if it was going to be Vultures or not, but then eventually it was like, what if it was? And so we hit up Zach, and he's like, yeah, I'm down. And so, you know, we'd meet up and write music. We basically just sit in front of a computer, riff out ideas, and like, does this sound good? I'm like, yeah, no. And then, you know, expand off that, and we kind of did that for a long time until, I mean, we got some other writing stuff that we did as well. Like, Justin does a lot of the writing on guitar, like, he, in a lot of ways, is like the unofficial second rhythm guitar player in our band. And he didn't give himself any credit for being like a producer as well.
Come on, give yourself some credit.
Because he did a lot of post-production on these songs.
Justin is kind of like our Swiss Army knife.
Nice. Okay.
Appreciate it.
That's awesome.
We've been working on the album for about 2 years. We changed the way that we approached our writing.
How so?
There was a messages that flew back and forth between us. Like we said, we went on like an unofficial hiatus.
Sure.
Coming out of the pandemic, we were like, hey, you know, let's try and jam again. So some of the material that we have is some old ideas that we went back and revisited after a couple years break on it. Came at it with fresh minds. We definitely souped them up, rehashed some parts, came out banging, right? The other half, I would say, is definitely between some fresh ideas that all of us collectively contributed. I would say that this album that we have pretty much in the gun, ready to go, a collaborative piece between us. We've been using the digital space, sending files back and forth, all of us.
Yeah.
Know how to work an audio workstation, yeah, all of that.
It's honestly been really game changer for us. You know, when COVID happened, we all kind of just, you know, we couldn't practice.
Mm-hmm.
So we all put our head down and just worked our jobs. We all saved up and, you know, eventually over that time acquired some more gear, like interfaces and recording equipment and stuff. And that's been a huge help because, I mean, we play 8 and 9 string guitars. It's super low. It's super heavy. But when you got 2 guitars and a bass player tuned that low and you're trying to sit behind the drums and jam something and everybody's trying to, like, you know, play on the same riff, but not exactly. It's just hard to, like, have everyone behind their instrument and actually write stuff like the old school jamming.
Yeah.
That formula does work great, and we still do that, but it's been awesome in the DAW being able to sit down and record, program the drums, program some production and stuff like that, and be able to play it back and keep listening to it and then visualize and hear the next part and try different riffs. And it's just been a better formula trying to work behind the computer than actually just jamming for us.
That's
lately.
Cool, man.
It's a lot of small ideas that grow into big ideas.
Yeah.
Nice, dude. How far into it are you? Do you guys have any more work to do on the album, or is it about done?
Oh, no, nice. It's
finished.
Oh, nice, dude.
We're just figuring out a release plan for it right now.
Okay, yeah. Cool,
so
man.
So at the moment, the album itself is done, but what people might miss is the fact that behind the album comes the artwork, the media plan, the release schedule, you know, all the extras. And so that's
the visualizers on YouTube, all that stuff.
That's definitely the stage we're at the moment.
And cool, man.
Yes. It costs a lot of money, and we're in the holiday phase right now.
Yes. Well, I will say congratulations, man. I mean, you guys aren't, it's not like you have some big company backing you guys. Yeah. It's all DIY, you know, you guys are doing it yourselves and, you know, just, you know, blue collar metal musicians. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I know it's must have taken you guys quite a bit of time and willpower and, you know, all the riffs coming together, and you're finally, we're going to play a song from it. From the album, and is there a title for it? Are we able
to... This is Self Destruct, our upcoming album.
Is there a name of that for the album?
We're gonna call it Headspace.
Correct. Headspace.
Yeah.
Off our upcoming album, Headspace.
All right, sounds good. So it's Self Destruct, unreleased music here by Vultures Above Us. Let's crank it. All right, it's Metal Shop here on The Rock. That was a brand new unreleased song, Self-Destruct, by the band Vultures Above Us. You can catch them January 14th at the Substation here in the Fremont Ballard area. Great venue. You guys going to be playing that show. Do you think we'll hear that song live? No? All right.
We still got a bit of work before we pull that one off.
Fair enough. Hey, I like how honest you are about it. I like that. Fully transparency. Again, like I said, January 14th. This is a Northwest-focused radio show. KISW's been, you know, around for 52 years here in Seattle. So the reason I'm saying, prefacing this is, what's your favorite Northwest bands of all time? Let's just stick to Washington State. Whoever wants to start, we'll go around the room.
Ooh, I mean, obviously I said the home team.
Yeah.
I really like College Radio.
Great band.
Avoid, they're pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends in Gouged are doing pretty sick.
Yes, they are. Great band. Played them a couple times. Yep.
Let's see.
Can't forget the homies in Defire.
Yeah, our friends in Defire.
Cool.
Just to name a few.
Right on.
There was a band that's not around anymore, Dismembering Mary. I was a huge fan of them.
Awesome.
But now a lot of them are now the core members of Gouged.
Awesome.
So still love
actually,
those guys.
And Dark Harbor.
And yeah. Dark Harbor. Yes. Dark Watch.
Yeah.
Love Dark Watch.
My friend Ray's in that band. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Shout out Austin. You know, I grew up as a kid just on Nirvana. My mom was like old, you know, late 80s, early 90s grunge girl.
Yeah.
So I love Nirvana, Alice in Chains.
She'd probably be stoked that you're on KISW.
Absolutely, yeah. She's been texting me all day.
That's awesome. Right on. All right, continuing on. Favorite Northwest bands?
I know this is not metal, but...
Hey, man.
I guess shout out Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, dude.
He's from the area.
Yeah.
I did listen to a bit of grunge, you know, Alice in Chains, Soundgarden. I dig that stuff. It's pretty cool. Some Nirvana.
I don't know.
Well, that's an easy one. Two bands, Avoid and The Home Team.
Nice. Great bands. Yeah, really, you know, keeping that metal or not metal, keeping that Northwest flag, you know. They're both touring their asses off and really getting so much success.
Yeah, shout out Avoid.
For real, though.
Absolutely, man.
We played a couple shows with Avoid. They've always been really nice guys.
Avoid the Void. Yes, yes.
Old school Avoid the Void name. Yeah.
I forgot. I wanted to shout out Designer Disguise, too.
Great band, too.
Yes,
yeah.
Designer Disguise.
Absolutely. And last but not least, Paper Northwest.
So, again, I'll double down on Nevermore.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know.
Jeff Loomis. What a shredder, dude.
Woo.
Yeah.
Guitar player. Alice in Chains, definitely. My stepdad would kill me if I didn't mention.
Cool.
Some Alice. And then probably Nirvana.
Yeah. Right on, man. Again, January 14th at the Substation with Dre Mora, Fulton Incarnate, and Dark Harbor. The band is Vultures Above Us. We played a couple songs from them. If you want to go see them live, your chance is the 14th, man. It's a new year. It's a new opportunity to see this killer band. And if people have prior obligations, they got a night job, they got family to take care of, et cetera, et cetera. If they can't make it to the show, what's another way to support you guys?
So all of our music we upload through DistroKid, so cool. That pretty much branches us out nearly everywhere.
You can find it anywhere.
Yeah, we're on Amazon, Google Play, YouTube, Pandora, Weezer, Spotify,
Apple
you name
Music.
It.
Yeah, everywhere. All of it.
Damn. Everywhere. Nice, dude. And the new album will be coming out. Once the album's out, why don't you guys come up and we can you know, promote the record and play some more songs
from
it.
That would be so awesome.
Is that cool?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Any shout-outs or thank yous before we jump into the last song here?
This is Justin here. I would like to shout out my lovely parents. Without them, none of this would be possible. I'm nearly a 30-year-old man, but I pay rent and live with my folks. I'm not ashamed of it. I love my folks, and they've been pretty supportive over the last probably 15 years of me being loud and making noise in their house. So I love you guys to death. Shout out to my
parents. Shout out to the parents.
Melanie and Drum.
Anyone else?
Shout out to social media and those one-click life-changing butterfly effects you have in your life.
There we go.
Met some of my best friends I've ever met in my life.
I would also like to shout out my parents because I've been playing music from a very young age, and, you know, now that I'm a father, you know, I see you watching my kids grow. Like, I see that my parents saw a gift and they nourished it, and so I'm able to become the musician I am today. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well said. Anyone else?
Yeah. Again, you know, just shout out my parents. They've always been very supportive of me. My mom introducing me to music at a young age, and shout out my Uncle Connor. He is the person who really got me into metal.
Yeah.
Was like a father figure to me growing up. So I appreciate him.
The stereotype is that all the metalheads are like, "F you, Mom. F you, Dad." Everyone's here saying, "Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad."
I thought that was punk rockers.
Yeah, oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really grow up with the dad, so.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
For me, I would definitely like to say thank you to my parents. Excuse me, my parents. Thank you for putting up with the years of the racket, me rumbling the walls in the house.
Absolutely.
Learning how to slap at a bass, man.
Nice, dude.
My grandparents, they inspired some of the first love of music that I had.
Yeah.
And then I would also like to shout out my best friend, Dalton. He was the first one that got me into some metal bands, starting off with some of the more new metal type
bands.
Yeah,
of course.
And then inspiring just growth, listening to stuff like Nevermore, Symphony X, et cetera, et cetera. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
Shout out, Dalton.
Again, January 14th at the Substation, Dre Mora, Fulton Incarnate, Dark Harbor, and the band you're hearing, Vultures Above Us. We're going to go into one final song, Requiem. Any final words before we jump in?
Shout out to Brett Debley, who does a guest feature on this song.
Thank you, Brett.
Right on. It's Vultures Above Us here on Metal Shop. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cover it!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.